Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. just for you right here on the West Coast and the East Coast. And that would be 3 to 4 p.m., maybe dinner time, maybe snack time, maybe just a break. Everyone needs a break, right? Well, most of us do anyway. Maybe you're planning your vacation. I hope you choose wisely and spend your money wisely so you have fun and a great time. I already took my vacation in May and went with family to Europe and loved every moment of it. France and Italy and Spain. Spain is the cleanest country probably on the earth. Everyone needs to go to Spain just to see how clean Spain is. You can't find a speck of anything on their ground. It is absolutely amazing. And then, of course, Italy is absolutely fabulous because of all the masterpieces that are everywhere. I mean, the architecture and the art and the ceilings and everything. And then just the language and the romance. And we visited where my grandmother was born, and we have relatives, and they, but Sorrento is a place you want to be. Florence is another place you'll want to be. And Rome, of course, is fabulous with all the beautiful fountains and shopping and just everything. It was wonderful. And we were lucky to hit the Cannes Film Festival over in France. So that was our vacation. I hope you have a wonderful vacation. That was my dream vacation, to always visit Italy when my grandparents were born. Didn't get to visit Sicily, but it's on the bucket list. So we'll see how it all goes. And today we have a really wonderful guest returning. Always a pleasure to have the author of Keep Your Breath, Susan Moss. Her book is at bookstores everywhere. It's in its sixth printing, and it explains how you can heal your own body and repair mechanisms using entirely natural means to support the process: diet, exercise, visualization, meditation, and spirituality, and so forth. And as we all know, having a sound mind and peace of mind is so important to our physical health and our well-being, because it affects not only us, it projects onto our families, our friends, even our enemies, and also it projects into the world and the universe. And it can also help us to either become more proactive in our own healing of our own mind and body. And otherwise, we become depressed and stressed. And those two issues, depression and stress, cause a lot of emotional, physical, and spiritual problems for us. So looking forward to speaking with Susan Moss and finding out about her latest book and her newest and latest ideas on self-help, and also what events are coming up, because she's a public speaker. She travels around the world. And I noted a quote that Deepak Chopra stated about Susan Moss's book. All women considering any form of breast cancer treatment should read this book, Keep Your Breath. And that was a statement made by Deepak Chopra, the author of The Path to Love, a very famous author indeed. So on that note, let's take a peek at what is happening in politics until we enter into the world of authors and experts, which will be coming up in just a few moments. So let's take a peek, because I found this very intriguing and interesting. Denver Post runs a letter to the editor demanding Trump's execution. Wow, that is stunning. And this was published on pjmedia.com, if you want to Google it and read the article. On Saturday, the newspaper of record in Colorado published a letter to the editor demanding the execution of President Donald Trump. The paper's opinion editor insisted that was not the author's intent, but the letter speaks for itself. Quote, if it walks like a traitor and talks like a traitor and acts like a traitor, it is a traitor. Lakewood resident Suzanne Gagnon, G-A-G-N-O-N, wrote in a letter to the editor published by the Denver Post on Saturday. Gagnon did not hesitate to suggest what should be done with traitors like Trump. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were executed on a basis of far less evidence than is had on Trump and many in his administration, she wrote. Wow, that is really stunning. Besides being in agreement with the actions recommended in the editorial of July 19th, I believe there are many more actions that can and should be taken against Trump to keep him from destroying the United States, unquote. Well, none of these agendas began with Trump, let me say that. They began like 50-plus years ago after World War II to take down America. We have been threatened by Russia. We have been threatened by Communist China. We have been threatened by the Muslim Brotherhood. And today we're still threatened by these countries who are foreign enemies of the United States of America. Make no mistake about it. We only try to keep them neutral, like North Korea, so they don't push the red button and nuke the USA, Europe, and Israel, ever reasons. It appears that the KGB and the old communist regime were very upset after World War II because America interfered in Hitler's Nazi German war, trampling across Europe and targeting the Jews, the Christians, Catholics, homosexuals, gypsies, and all the people that he had hate and disdain for. So since that time that we defeated the communists, there have been many enemies popping up around the world who are intent, and some of it's called liberalism, progressivism, who are all on that same page. And so Trump didn't start this these agendas. They began many, many years ago, decades ago. It also says that execution is the historic punishment for traitors, and Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were Soviet spies convicted and executed for espionage. Well, isn't espionage when you hire foreign enemies like the Awan brothers to hack into the computers of the congressional members. Espionage when an American in public office removes thousands and thousands of classified documents and non-classified documents, shares them on home computers and servers that can be easily hacked by foreign enemies and probably were and shared with foreign enemies, and hire people into public office in America to assist you who are linked to foreign enemy organizations and terrorist organizations who are designated as such, such as the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and aid and abet foreign enemy nations such as Iran, who want to nuke America, Israel, and Europe. And they have no problem stating that's their goal. Or sell them, sell the foreign enemies uranium without the best interest of America, Israel, or Europe in mind. So this is really, really shocking that the Denver Post posted this particular article. It says, while the Rosenbergs' children argue that their father did not deserve the death penalty and that their mother was wrongly convicted, there is a broad list among historians that both were guilty, but their trial was marred by clear judicial and legal improprieties. Many historians argue that they should not have been executed. In the words of Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, they were guilty and framed. Well, you can be guilty and framed, or you can be innocent and framed in the legal system, trust me. You could be 100% innocent, and you could find all of these allegations and charges made against you and piled up and misdemeanors turned into felonies. I mean, so many things can happen in the complex maze of the judicial system. It all depends on who is corrupted within the judicial system, prejudice or bias or gender bias or taking bribes, or who is following the rule of law and constitutional laws and who's upholding, defending, protecting, preserving those laws versus those who are corrupted. So lots and lots of things can happen within the judicial system. In my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, featured around the world, I stated there is no justice. There are only decisions. Do not go into a courtroom expecting justice. Go into a courtroom expecting a decision, and go into the courtroom expecting to do. It is a battlefield in many cases. You're fighting for your, perhaps your freedom, your life, your community assets, your property, and peace of mind. So seeking justice is not as easy as it sounds. So basically, the article says, it is possible that Suzanne Gagnon's sentence about the Rosenbergs could be read as a call not to have them executed, but in the context of her declaration of Trump as a traitor and her ominous suggestion that many more actions can and should be taken against Trump to keep him from destroying the U.S. It seems far more likely she was indeed calling for Trump's execution. The Denver Post defended publishing a letter to the editor, however, arguing that Gagnon did not call for Trump's execution. Quote, we would never run a letter suggesting that the President of the United States be executed, unquote, Megan Schrader, editor of the editorial page, told the Washington Free Beacon. Quote, upon reviewing this letter, I don't think that was the letter and the writer's intent. She wrote to be critical of an editorial I wrote, lauding Senator Cory Gardner's efforts to impose sanctions on Russia and supportive of another editorial we had run that suggested actions Congress could take to respond to the Helsinki press conference, Schrader argued. So what do you think? Do you think that Gagnon wants President Trump to be executed as a traitor or not? I don't know, but that's a very interesting article, and you may want to read it and check out the Denver Post, because personally, I like the Denver Post. But I found that article to be rather stunning, to say the least. And on that note, we're going to leave the world of politics, and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts. And boy, do we have an author and an expert today. And I'm going to tell you about our returning popular guest, Susan Moss, in just a moment. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, Columbo Chronicles Live. Listen up, because now we're entering into the world of authors and experts. And boy, do we have an expert today. Her name is Susan Moss. She's not only an author, she's a world traveler. She's also a survivor of breast cancer, and she also has written books, and it's fact her book is so popular that that it's in its sixth printing, and it's even printed in foreign languages. And the name of her book is Keep Your Breath, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way. It's at bookstores everywhere. It's also on Amazon, and thousands and thousands of people have read Keep Your Breath, because every woman wants to keep their breath, of course. So let's just get started, and let's say hello to Susan Moss and see what she's also up to, and catch up with her, because she's a very busy lady. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you. The latest news is they did an experiment. They took half women who had early stage breast cancer and half also had early stage breast cancer, and they put one on hormones and the other had the chemo, and the two groups did the same.
Oh, wow. You know, there's articles, Susan Moss, that that are coming out most recently saying that they don't believe that chemotherapy is helpful to curing cancer, but that it's actually more harmful to the cancer patient.
Well, the big secret is there is a natural form of chemo in foods. And I do give you a list of 41 foods in both my books, Keep Your Breast and Survive Cancer. Survive Cancer covers all different kinds of cancer, not only breast cancer, but brain cancer, all kinds of different cancers. And it's Survive Cancer is the follow-up book for Keep Your Breast. And I interview people all around the world, and some did the medical treatment, and it didn't work. And they figured it out for themselves. And some use my MOTEP program of 20 points. And you can go on it now for prevention. It covers everything: physical, mental, spiritual, diet, exercise, detox, de-stress, laughter, group therapy, visualization, and prayer.
Yes, and MOTEP, according to Susan, means Marathon Olympic Tumor Eradication and Prevention Program. And she also says through this regime, she accomplished a self-lumpectomy, dissolving the tumor naturally and healed herself. So how did you do that, Susan, that you actually figured out how to dissolve your own tumor?
It's a little like climbing Mount Everest, but anybody can do it if you're willing to do the work. And the body is basically a self-healer. We all have all the ammunition we need, and actually the tumor is your friend. And when I say that, people are shocked, because the first thing, even on the internet last night, is the first thing you do is surgery to take the tumor out, and that's the biggest mistake, because the tumor is like an egg protecting you from the cancer cells. It is formed around the cancer cells, and the outside of the shell broadcasts out a substance that helps to eradicate cancer from spreading and metastasizing. So when you take the tumor out, you've already made one step towards having it spread.
Wow. In fact, a friend of mine, well, she's not a close friend, but she's an acquaintance that I see when I go visit my mother, because they live in the same senior complex, and she visits her mother. And so her mother contracted cancer. And the last time, and she was getting chemotherapy, the last time I saw her, her one side of her face was so blown up, it was just shocking. And she didn't live long after I saw her, maybe about a month. She died about 30 days later. And the chemotherapy obviously didn't help her at all. And she was going, you know, for chemotherapy treatments. And so I wish at the time I would have thought about giving her daughter the book. And, you know, it's always the afterthought, because maybe she could have helped her mother dissolve her tumor. And I think about that now.
Yes, it's not all about the tumor. Actually, it's about your whole health. Because when you have a tumor, that means that all your blood looks different. And in my book, Survive Cancer, I have blood charts that show you what your blood looks like when it's normal and then what it looks like when you have cancer, and that's all your blood. So tell me that cutting off your breast is going to do anything.
Oh, wow. And so what about the emotional, because I was in the beauty industry for many years, and it was all about my body and spirit, of course, because we did aromatherapy treatments and body treatments and all that. So I actually saw people who sat up and after the treatment, and tears were coming out of their eyes because so much stress was relieved from their body, apparently, you know. And so, you know, they didn't even realize they were walking around with all this stress. And we know stress can cause all these health issues, probably even cancer. So how important is it for people to realize that the emotions are important?
Well, I think the number one thing is emotional stress or distress. And I do give you a list of stresses. There's a fellow who did the research on different stresses, and he kind of numbered them. So I give you that, and the top stress is, what do you think?
The biggest stress you can go through. Boy, you got me. I would say a loss of a spouse
is number one. Number two is separation, divorce. Number two is divorce. Number three is separation. And number four, think of the worst thing that could happen to you right now.
Cancer.
The fourth worst stress is going to jail. So you know that the three emotional stresses are worse than going to jail. In other words, you're married, you lose your spouse. That's the number one distress. But there's other stresses you can go through, such as a lot of pressure to succeed, moving. I mean, it's all numbered down, different stresses you can have. And so,
I believe that, Susan, excuse me, but I believe that what you said, lose your spouse, now that I think about it, because my grandfather could have lived longer, the doctor said, but he died 6 months later after my grandmother died, because they were married for, I don't know, 50, 60 years or something. And then my father died a month after his wife, my stepmom died. So losing a spouse is probably very accurate.
Yes, that's the number one. And often the other spouse will die, as you said, shortly after or within a few years, because that is the number one stress. When you're under stress, your immune system stops working. When you're depressed, you can look at the microscopic view of your blood, and the white blood cells are your defense. And they're constantly moving around, the macrophages, the T cells. They're constantly patrolling your body, just like the police. And when they see cancer cells, they gobble them right up. Or they use the natural form of chemo, which is vitamin B17. I give you a list of those foods. That's why when I got cancer, I knew... even watching my girlfriend Kimberly, who's in the book, Keep Your Breasts, she did all medical. I did all natural. And you know what happened to her? 38 years old at Forest Lawn. And they couldn't even open the coffin. I mean, these people, this medical system killed her. And not only did they kill her, but they did the most torturous things. They cut her up. Her body, they chemoed her to the point where she couldn't even drink orange juice. They did the bone marrow transplant with more chemo. Radiation broke her bones. I mean, this is a beautiful woman, a beautiful young woman with everything going for her, honey blonde hair, beautiful life, husband, and stepkids. And this woman believed in the medical, and they really did it to her. I mean, they really did it to her.
That
I was so
such
angry.
A sad story.
I was so angry, Rose. I was so angry watching them do this.
I can't even imagine.
That it did add to fuel to writing my book, because my doctor discovered my tumors. I had two of them, breast and uterine cancer, in December 1990. And he said to see the surgeon immediately. And I knew immediately that you cannot cut disease out of the body. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So
I said, no,
I'm not seeing a surgeon. And I went back to my studio, and he called me every single day, see a surgeon, see a surgeon. I said, no, no, no. Finally, he said, come back in 2 months. In 2 months, I got rid of both tumors on my program. It did take 7 more months to get well, because you have to rebuild. But the body, when you start, you see, cancer is so misunderstood, Rose. It's the most misunderstood disease in the whole world. People think it's about bad cancer cells. It's not about bad cancer cells. It's about your health going downhill and losing the will to live.
Oh.
When you bring your health back up slowly on my program, your body will sense that you're getting your health back, and it will discard the tumors in the most dramatic fashion.
And then, of course, that would include specific foods to help dissolve the cancer and build up your body, right? That we really haven't
exactly.
been taught over
exactly.
the years.
Exactly. I give you a list
because
of those 41 foods. You should be eating those every day anyway for prevention. Eating
prevention.
From that
right.
list. You don't have to eat everything, but eat some of those foods
double.
Every day. Give your body the ammunition. Cause,
and
What
about radiation? Because when I was in the beauty industry, I read that there is no such thing as safe radiation, and that radiation kills the healthy cells and destroys them, and there's no reversing that process, and it can cause aging and death and cataracts and little children, preventing the normal development in little children and sterility, all sorts of bad things with radiation, and yet our government is assaulting us at the airports and everywhere else in the skies with all this radiation, and then Fukushima in the oceans. So we have a lot of radiation going on, and so that's what I read, and I didn't read anything that said radiation was good for you, so I always shy away from being radiated if possible.
Well,
I mean,
you're right.
They can tell you not to go into the sun tanning booth and not to stay in the sun too long, but yet you go to the airport and they're radiating you, and we don't even know at what level they're radiating you, because I read an article that said they had it 10% higher than what the government established it to be at one airport. And how many people went through that high rate of radiation at that airport? Nobody knows, and nobody talks about it. So what do you think about all this radiation that we are receiving, and how do we protect ourselves?
Well, at the airport, I refuse radiation, and I go for the pat-down, because you can do that.
Okay.
And also, as I said with Kimberly, I saw how the radiation broke her bones.
Yeah.
They gave her so much radiation, because what radiation does is it goes in and it kills. It destroys whatever it's pointed at.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of killing cancer cells, as I say, is a fallacy, because that's not the goal. The goal is to bring your health back up, and then you won't need cancer cells anymore, and the body has the equipment to destroy cancer cells on its own with the help of these foods.
So do you think that part of it is part of big pharma and prescription drugs and chemotherapy and surgeries for big bucks?
It's all bullshit. I'm sorry to use this word, but it's all the devil's. It's the devil. I mean, it's just really, really the dark ages of quote-unquote treatment. It really
mm-hmm.
is barbaric, and it kills the patient. They're trying to kill cancer cells, but what they're doing is killing the patient. Do you know that Dr. Susan Love went through the chemo and all that for her leukemia, even after reading my book, because she is really into the medical, and 6 years later, she cannot smell anything. She cannot taste anything 6 years later.
Wow. And so in your book, Keep Your Breath, you also say that people need to exercise. And so what sorts of exercise is like certain exercises are more important than others, maybe like walking, versus running, or what is, so someone who has cancer, what would you say would be good exercises for them to build up their body?
Well, walking, anything that brings in more oxygen into your body, because what actually kills cancer cells is oxygen.
Oh,
we know that.
Okay.
We know that from Otto Warburg, who won the Nobel Prize by displaying that cancer cells die when they're deprived of oxygen. So you need oxygen to get your body back to health, to kill the cancer cells, if that's what you want to do. It's not about chemo. It's about exercise and getting the oxygen. And I chose swimming. I swam a mile every single day, 5 days a week, to get the oxygen going, to get my health back. And I had gone through a big emotional stress. I had fallen hard for a guy who ran off and got married to his old girlfriend, and I felt sorry for myself for a couple of years or a year and a half, and that's what it takes to get cancer. And I would go to the gym and sit in a hot tub and feel sorry for myself. Well, that's not going to do it. And that's how I got cancer. I also overate meat to try to assuage my depression. And as I stopped exercising, I got depressed. And all these things, I tensed up my body. I know how to get cancer. You do it to yourself. And when the doctor found the tumors, I woke up and I said, okay, Susan, you're going to die unless you change. So here's what I'm going to do. And I sat down and wrote the 20-point MOTEP program, and I went on it.
So you're walking proof.
This is 27 years later, Rose.
Right.
With no ever recurrence. Never.
Exactly. So we've got diet and we've got exercise. What about the visualization?
Yes, I did a lot of visualization. Oh, Carl Simonton invented it. And when I was swimming, I would see a white beam coming in, and I would see it hitting my tumor, and the cancer cells would float out into the water. Or you can also see sharks eating the cancer cells. You can, in the sauna, I would visualize the heat melting the tumor like butter. And all these visualizations are so powerful because you need to use your mind to heal the body. The mind and body are actually one, two but not two. They're one. They're united. And your thoughts count. Every thought that you think counts. So if you think, gee, I didn't get that I wanted, and it makes me feel like I want to die, that's what your body hears.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And so the visualization goes into meditation as well. So how are the two different?
Well, meditation is a quiet breathing. And what I did is chanting, which is adding a phrase. I use Nam-myoho Renge Kyo and chant to the Gohans and visualize at the same time that I'm going to be well, I'm going to be strong, I'm going to be healthy. As I said, it's about bringing your health back up. When you get that concept in your mind and forget about the medical concept, which is killing cancer cells, that is wrong. They base everything on that, destroying cancer cells. It's the false paradigm. What you need to do is bring your health back up, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, in every single way. Once you bring your health up, the body won't need cancer cells, it won't need tumors, and it will discard them.
So like in situations where people hurt you and you get so depressed and upset because they've really hurt you and cut you out of their lives, which happens more than we think about, whether it's a child or a parent or who ran off with somebody and left the family or a husband or whatever. There's lots of reasons why people pull and get cut off, whether it's an engagement, whatever. Very, very painful. So at that point, when that pain hits and you need to mend that negative relationship, do you, in your mind, forgive that person?
Well, what we do in,
so you can move on?
In Buddhism is we chant for their happiness, and this was a very hard concept for me to digest, but once I started doing it, it's amazing what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think when you, I'm just asking you, because when you hold that inside of you, it must still remain causing negativity in your body unless you forgive that person and wish them well, which is a hard thing to do. I mean, it's not easy.
It's very hard, and resentment and anger are big in cancer. Number one
mm-hmm.
emotion. Anger, resentment. When you hold on to those bitter feelings against people that you think have hurt you, but nobody really can hurt you. I mean, if they take a gun and point it at you, yes, they can kill you, but otherwise, they really cannot hurt you.
They can't hurt you unless you allow them to hurt you, right?
That's right, exactly. And even if they shoot you, you can recover, hopefully.
Well, hopefully, yeah. You know, what's so amazing to me is that, you know, life is precious. And, you know, we only get to stay here for a certain amount of time. And so that is, you know, an individual life is so precious. And, you know, and we're all strive to live as long and healthy and have memories, good memories, hopefully, as long as we can. And then somebody comes along and shoots you and takes away your life or your loved one or whatever. And so, you know, and then we're looking at cancer over here, and we're looking at doctors who are radiating people, killing off their, the healthy cells that are left. So, I mean, kind of, you know, in a way, it's no different than rather than healing that person and helping them like you're doing to live a healthy, longer life and protect those healthy cells from the bad guys in our bodies, they're actually killing you off too.
Yeah, well, the worst thing you can do is the medical treatment, but if you are so scared, which I've encountered over and over, I would say get my books, Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer. My website is SusanHMoss.com, and you can get my books through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any bookstore. But go on the program along with the medical, and maybe you can save your life. But I know it's scary. It's very scary. I was terrified to do oppose my doctor, and most people cannot do that. They cannot stand up to their doctor. But I'm glad I had my doctor because he found the tumors and he woke me up from my complacency and my depression. So he, when I went back with my 2 month appointment, which he finally gave me, and he could find no tumors in my body, he was so shocked. He almost fainted dead on the floor. And he encouraged me to get my program out. He was going to play a video on his TV in his office. So I decided to write these books first and then do the videos. But there is information that is very valuable. I spent a couple years at UCLA Biomedical Library. I back up everything I say with science. It's not just my opinion, but I give you studies that show scientifically how the body heals itself, what that entails, and how you can do it. And I know it's going to take a lot of courage, but and it's easier just to lie there and take the chemo and the radiation and just let them cut you up, because you don't have to change your life. You don't have to do anything but show up. But they'll kill you, and they'll destroy you. And if you live through it, like Dr. Susan Love, you're going to have big problems the rest of your life from their so-called treatments.
That is frightening. And, you know, the one question I always wanted to ask you in previous interviews, and I didn't ask, was when the when you visited the doctor and he first told you you were diagnosed with cancer, what was your reaction?
Yes, I was terrified. My aunt had breast cancer, so it does run in my family. She had a mastectomy, and so actually, Rose, I had gone out a few years prior looking for books, and I found Jill Ireland's story, and you know she died. I found the comedian story, the one on Laugh-In. Her name is, do you remember her?
Yeah.
Rosanna Dana.
Oh, Rosanna.
Yeah, she also died. So those are the books I found.
Oh, wow. And so you became proactive right away. You decided this is not going to happen. I'm going to find a way over this, under it, around it, through it, and I'm going to get through it. And so that is a mindset that most people don't have at those moments. So I was curious about what your mindset was, because I think it's important that, you know, you lecture around the world on the these issues of cancer. And so I think it's important that people know that the mindset is so important that, you know, you have a choice to either, like you said, do nothing and go along with the program, or you can keep your breath, and you can become proactive and use your MOTEP agenda program. And so what do you have upcoming? Any lectures coming up in the future?
Well, I did write Survive Cancer, and then I also wrote a thriller called The Accident Stager. And I just wrote a screenplay for it, so I'm interested in getting that out for a movie. And I'm also an artist, so I'm having a show of my large-scale works in November in Santa Monica, California. And also I do show my work in Florida now at a beautiful gallery in Naples, Florida. And they're getting ready to order some large works for me. So I'm originally an artist. I think it's very interesting. I met an oncologist, and he said to me, why, when I have an artist, they get well where other people don't? And I said, I think it's because artists are creative people, and when we're faced with a problem, we're not usually going to go with the conventional idea. We're not conformist.
And, no, we're not.
And we're very creative. We think of everything, and we open our minds to what path we're going to take, and we don't accept authority telling us we have to lie down and take chemotherapy. So I think that's why, because we know about creating. And in cancer, you have to create health, and you have to do it in every single way. Physical, mental, spiritual, exercise, diet, juicing. Carrots are very, very powerful in cancer. I think carrots are the number one thing. I even feed my cat carrots now.
Do you put them in a blender and mash them? Is that what you do?
No, I just slice them up, and she likes them that way. And I do a smoothie with two large carrots every morning, with a number of other fruits and some vegetables like avocados for my skin. And I have a Vitamix, and I do that every morning.
Well, that's you know, that will pick up your day for sure if you do juicing with all the and plus, you know, slap a little of the avocado on your skin because it's good for your skin too.
Yeah, well, I did meet a woman who treats people who have been through fire and have severe burned skin. And she looked at me and she said, do you eat avocados? So she could see what she recommends to her patients, that they eat avocados for their skin, to get their skin well. You can imagine the amount of damage fire can do to your skin. And she recommends avocados, so definitely you should be doing that.
Yes, avocados are excellent for your skin, and aloe vera, too, is good for burns.
Aloe vera,
as well.
Yes. Very,
yeah,
very
aloe
healing.
Vera.
I use aloe vera. I grow it in my yard.
Oh, yeah, I keep aloe vera around just in case, you know. I even keep it in my car.
Good.
But you know, I think you have an upcoming event at the Glendale Hilton Hotel, is it?
Oh, yeah. Every year I'm there. I've spoken about six times. It's called Cancer Control Society, and it will be on Labor Day weekend. And Lorraine Rosenthal has put this on for over 40 years. I think it's 45 or 46 years that she gets the information out. She has a tremendous lineup of speakers, and I've done it several times, and I love it. I love talking to people about cancer, and a lot of these people have nowhere to turn. They have tried the medical, and it hasn't worked for them, and they're at their wit's end. And they go to the convention, and they find out the truth.
Find out the truth, and the truth sets them free, for sure. And so coming to the close of our interview, which is an invaluable wealth of information that people need to take with them, keep with them, purchase your book, keep your breath, and
survive and cancer.
Yes, and
book.
Also use your MOTAP program and follow the foods that you suggest as well. I mean, it takes people who to be proactive. You know, no one's
right.
going to come along and do it for them. So you've been proactive, and you're a living proof of what you preach and what you lecture on. And I hope people do attend the Cancer Convention at the Glendale Hilton Hotel. Because it's information that we all need just in case, plus for our family and friends and people we may come across so we can help them as well. So if you had, this is your time to shine, and so if you had a message for our audience, and also please provide them again with any websites and any tools that they can use to purchase your books, please do so now.
All right. Well, cancer is about the will to live. So I have an exercise. List 10 reasons that you're lucky. I'm lucky to have blank. I'm lucky to have a home. I'm lucky to have a studio. I'm lucky to have this interview. And just sit down and write what you're lucky to have. And my website is SusanHMoss.com. And I do welcome any comments. You can email me at SusanBC for breast cancer at AOL. SusanBC@AOL.com.
Perfect. And then, of course, your books are on Amazon, too.
Yes, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, anywhere.
Right. And this is the sixth edition, right?
Yes, yeah, sixth printing on Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer I presented in Glasgow, Scotland for the BBC.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to your next book and also to the movie. We'll want to get an update on the movie, too, because that's exciting.
Oh, thank you. The accident stager.
Well, we need to thank you for all your hard work and all your effort and for being an example to the rest of us that no matter what, we can pick ourselves up, we can be proactive, and we can live healthy lives and do and reach our dreams too and become whatever we want to be, in your case, an artist and an author and a world traveler and lecturer. So thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Rose.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
You're a terrific, terrific interviewer.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a great day, too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And Susan Moss has left the building. Go to Susan, S-U-S-A-N-B, like boy, C, like Charles, or breast cancer, SusanBC, .com. And check out her website, check out her books on Amazon.com, keep your breath, and read about the MOTEP means, Marathon Olympic Tumor Education Prevention Program. It's a prevention program, and she is a living example that you too can overcome. And check out her book, Survive Cancer, as well. She'll be coming out with another book and possibly a movie. So you see, you don't have to give up. You too can survive. It's mind over matter and then taking action. and part of it is researching, and she's done a lot of her own research, so you're already ahead of the game. So stay healthy and stay happy. And on that note, we will leave authors and experts, the world of authors and experts right here at Columbo Chronicles Live. And this is the Rose Columbo saying you can tune in every Wednesday with very special guests, people who are experts and authors or both, sharing their wealth of information with you, the audience. And I'll be back in just a moment.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Listening is an art. An art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColumboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Yes, that's right. Listen every Wednesday to the Rose Columbo, the advocate for justice. And I, too, am an author and an expert on corruption in the family law courts. So if you want some suggestions, not legal advice, because you will not get this information out of a law book. You will not get it from your lawyers or a judge. You need to go to ColumboChronicles.com if you are in need of a question and suggestions. Believe me, one suggestion could help you become motivated or move on in your life and help you perhaps get through your legal problem. So, again, that's ColumboChronicles.com. It's there for you. Subscribe today. And it's a very rare website because there are not very many advocates for justice, especially for family law issues and for elder abuse and so forth. So it's up to you. Check it out and sign up. It's still available to you. Let's see. Next week we will have a super guest. It'll be another surprise guest. Always, always experts and authors. You can always scroll down by going to blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles. Scroll down to your favorite authors and experts and listen at your convenience. Or go to Rose for Justice, that's number 4, roseforjustice.com, and read my popular blogs and listen to radio shows. God bless you. God bless America. God bless you in Sweden and China and Russia and all the various countries that listen in to Columbo Chronicles and read my blogs. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.